The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. I never seek out controversy. I realize if you do a talk show, you're supposed to do that. You're just supposed to seek out controversy. I never have. But I'm not afraid to get into controversial areas. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you are a longtime listener, maybe you will remember that for many, many years, it goes back at least 15 years. In fact, I think it's longer than that, probably closer to 20 when I first began this daily radio program. In fact, I don't know, I might have dealt with this back when I was on just on Saturday mornings. But every year, I would have the annual Kwanzaa Day. Some of you will remember, did it every year around Christmas time because that's when Kwanzaa was celebrated. And had a file. I still have it. In fact, I have it in my file. And I would read to you, my listeners, the statements made by the originators of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa was the invention of a guy named Ron Karinga. He's still around. He's 78 years old now. He was a radical leftist back in the 1960s. In fact, he was so radical that the Black Panthers at times would distance themselves from him because he was more radical than they were. Ron Karinga spent time in prison for doing what? Torturing his own followers and false imprisonment of his own followers. Spent time in prison in California, and when he got out of prison, he decided that he could accomplish more with his radical ideology by going into academia, got an education, got his PhD, and for many years was a professor in California. Anyway, he is the one that invented Kwanzaa. Now, Kwanzaa is an imaginary holiday that supposedly was based in Africa, and I don't have time to go into all of it. It doesn't have anything to do with Africa, never did. They don't celebrate Kwanzaa in Africa. They've never heard of Kwanzaa in Africa. This was an invention of this one man. It's fantasy. But what bothered me was the foundation behind it. The foundation behind Kwanzaa was black nationalism. It sometimes is called Pan-Africanism. And every year, around the time of Kwanzaa, I would read to my listeners the goals, the desires of these radical leftists. And the goal, their desire, was to gain their own land by bloodshed. They wanted to establish a part of Africa with African Americans, but then they also wanted to establish their own land here on the North American continent. Their goal was never integration. Their goal has always been separation. Their goal has always been not black equality, but black superiority. I'm reading now from the Kwanzaa information website about Ron Karinga. This is their official website. In addition, with the formation of the Republic of News Africa, it has become the symbol of devotion of African people in America to establish an independent African nation on the North American continent. And then, again, I've done this for years and years and years. They say we're going to do it by the shedding of blood. In other words, a violent takeover of a portion of America only for blacks. This is the basis of Kwanzaa. They have the Black National Anthem, or the Black National Pledge. Quote, "We pledge allegiance to the red, black, and green, our flag, the symbol of our eternal struggle, and to the land," listen to this, "to the land we must obtain, one nation of black people, with one God of us all, totally united in the struggle for black love, black freedom, and black self-determination." And for probably 20 years, I have been giving this warning. If this movement ever goes mainstream, America is in trouble. I have been made fun of. I have been marginalized. I have been criticized. I've been called a racist. I've been called all kinds of names because I did my annual Kwanzaa program. And I would say, folks, hardly anybody is involved in this. We can all be thankful for that. But these folks, this movement is not about equality. It's about superiority. It is not about integration. It is about segregation. And if it ever goes mainstream, we're in trouble. Well, it has now gone mainstream in the name of Black Lives Matter. The movement, not the phrase, the movement Black Lives Matter, hashtag Black Lives Matter, has picked up the mantle of what Ron Karinga and some far, far, far left violent radicals of the 50s, well, actually the 60s and the 70s. Black Lives Matter has picked up that mantle. And whereas for all of these years, this has been marginalized, very small, kind of in the shadows, kind of hidden. No one gave them a whole lot of attention. They were kind of ignored. It is now mainstream. Mayor de Blasio announced yesterday he is planning on painting a large Black Lives Matter mural in front of the Trump Towers in New York, just to rub it in Donald Trump's face. He has no idea what he's dealing with. No idea what he's dealing with. Let me say what I have said dozens and dozens of times in the last 4 weeks. I think we should support, honor anyone, any movement that is genuinely trying to bring about racial reconciliation and unity. And it should be led by the Evangelical Christian Church. But those that are trying to destroy America and divide us, we should expose and condemn. Now, I said all of that as a foundation for an interview by the New York, Greater New York Black Lives Matter president, who was on Martha McCallum's program just recently. I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, last night. And I want you to hear what one of the key leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement said publicly on TV just last night. It's what I have been warning people about for 15 to 20 years. If it ever goes mainstream, we're in trouble. It is now mainstream. And it's amazing the number of people that are being fooled into supporting something that is so incredibly destructive. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I hope you listened to that previous segment. I don't have time to review. If you just now tuned in, I beg you, I plead with you, go to the archives, either on the phone app or at thewordcolumbus.com, and listen to the first segment, because that is going to be lay the foundation for this interview that I want to share with you. Black nationalism, the black liberation movement, is not about equality. It is not about integration. It is not about peace. It is not about unity. It is about segregation, superiority, and power. The black liberation movement is just as dangerous as the KKK. It is. The KKK, unbelievably dangerous and should be condemned. Now, with all that said, last night, the Greater New York Black Lives Matter president, and I've heard people say, well, this isn't really a movement. Oh, yes, it is. It is a movement with leaders, offices, chapters, a manifesto, a website, millions of dollars. This is a well-organized movement, Black Lives Matter. Well, the Greater New York Black Lives Matter president, Hawk Newsom, was on Martha McCallum's program last night. And I would play the interview for you, but it's lengthy, and so I'm just going to give you some quotes. But if you don't believe me or think I'm taking things out of context, look up The Story, which is the program for Martha McCallum, and listen to the audio yourself, please. Martha McCallum says to Hawk Newsom, the president of the Greater New York Black Lives Matter, quote, "You have said that violence is sometimes necessary in these situations. What exactly is that that you hope to achieve through violence?" He says, wow, it's interesting that you would pose that question like that, because this country is built upon violence. What was the American Revolution? What's our diplomacy across the globe? We go in, we blow up countries, we replace their leaders with leaders who we like. So for any American to accuse us of being violent is extremely hypocritical. That is so biased, that is so uninformed, and absolutely ignores how many nations around the world we have freed and then allowed them to elect their own leaders. McCallum clarified that her question was based off comments that she had heard him say. I said, this is Newsom again, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right? And I could be speaking figuratively. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation. Can I repeat that? If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it, all right? I could be speaking figuratively. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation. Then listen to this. Remember, this whole movement began with a guy named Ron Karinga, who was more radical than the Black Panthers. Here's what he says, this 2020 leader of Black Lives Matter. Let's observe the history of the 1960s when black people were rioting. We had the highest growth in wealth, in property ownership. Think about the last few weeks since we started protesting. There have been 8 cops fired across the country. I don't condone, nor do I condemn rioting. I'm just telling you what I observed. He says that the rioting of the 1960s, and folks, I lived in Compton, California. I know a little bit about the rioting of the 1960s and the millions of dollars of damage, the dozens and dozens of people who died, and the people who suffered the most in those 60s rioting was the people in the black community in Compton, Linwood, and those areas around us. They're the ones that suffered the most. Okay, let me see if I can get this in. Martha McCallum then quoted Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Let us be dissatisfied until that day when nobody will shout white power, when nobody will shout black power, but everybody will talk about God's power and human power." Here's what this guy says. "I love the Lord and my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is the most famous black radical revolutionary in history, and he was treated just like Dr. King. He was arrested on occasion. He was crucified or assassinated. This is what happens to black activists. We are killed by the government." And then he ended the interview by saying this, "I want black liberation and black sovereignty by any means necessary." Now, if you will put that in context of what the origin of Kwanzaa and Pan-Africanism and black nationalism was all about, he's talking about sovereignty. The basis of this movement is not equality. It is black superiority. It is black sovereignty. And may I quote him, by any means necessary. Violence, riots, as long as they accomplish what they want. If we don't get what we want, we will burn this system down and replace it. And Mayor Bill de Blasio has publicly put his wholehearted support behind this movement. Think about that. All right, we'll be back.